For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's John's 50th birthday. Great to be with you 2 days from the start of the Eagles season. Eagles and Packers in Brazil. By the way, wait till you hear the latest way Sirianni messaged it yesterday. He is really trying to put positivity out there, I think, to his guys. Because I think the guys are all probably like not really thrilled they got to go to Brazil. So we'll play some audio.
I'm sure the NFL is saying, hey, organizations, coaches, can you please sound excited about this?
Yeah, Darius had to put out a tweet like apologizing to anybody he might have offended.
Which was unnecessary. Yeah. I mean, for the love of God. All right. And also the Phils, a tremendous victory last night. Salvador in Coatesville right now. What's going on, Salvador?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Salvador. Salvatore.
Hey,
Salvatore?
It's Salvador, man, with a D. Right. I don't know why Joe always pronounces it with a T.
My screen says a T. It says
we got to get it fixed. Yeah. We got it now it's fixed.
All right, but that was a seltzer issue.
Salvador.
Just to be clear, don't hang that L on me. I mean,
let me just tell you, it's a Salvador issue, and we'll leave it at that. All right.
Well, we don't think he enunciates.
What a team player Joe DeCameron is. Just throw seltzer under the bus as quickly as possible.
How rude!
All right, what do you got, Salvador?
Hey, I didn't think we were going to see Taiwan so soon. What's going on, man?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they needed to get through 25 outs last night to win the game after the starting pitcher. So naturally, you're going to go to your long man at some point. I mean, they had freaking Alvarado, and I love Alvarado. They had him in there in the third inning.
That was crazy.
Talk about low leverage.
Dude, that was so crazy.
Right, so obviously, Taiwan's got to get in there at some point. By the way, they're also trying to, win another game today. So,
and they also want to see what Taiwan can do in this new capacity, and he failed in that capacity.
Oh, he just stinks.
And giving up the two-run homer.
Nobody wanted to see what he could do. Like, not nobody. I don't know why they threw him out there.
Well,
he's not a long man. He's not a short man. He's not a man.
Well,
wow. Salvador.
That's a little harsh.
Dude.
That might not even be politically correct anymore.
I don't think it is, actually.
I don't care. What do I care?
I know you don't.
All right, Salvador, give me an answer. The best old person character ever, a movie or a show or a book?
You might say Mr. Miyagi.
Ooh. So is he old enough?
He's old,
I don't know about that.
Hey, you don't know how old Mr. Miyagi is,
60,
do you?
62.
No, you don't know that.
John, you're 12 years younger than Miyagi in one.
Don't say that.
No, he's
That's not
that.
True. Mr. Miyagi's 75.
Dude, okay,
he's 70-something.
There was a World War II connection, if you remember. Something about World War II, and that movie was...
So do you guys want to... So
that movie is... Let me just say, that movie was in 84.
So real quick.
Which is 39 years after World War II ended.
So when
86!
When the movie was made, when the movie was made, he was 52 years old.
Yeah.
And the character was supposed to be 59.
Yeah, John.
Jeez.
Yeah, so it kind of totally crossed Miyagi off the list. And, John, that shows you you're getting...
59 doesn't make any sense.
You're
getting
up
wrong.
There.
Like, why are we to trust that?
I will say, especially when you go back and watch a lot of, like, 80s, 90s, whatever type stuff, like, especially the 80s, people just looked older then, like, styling
really
the way... Like, really, like... I was watching The Big Chill, and it's like these people are supposed to be like 30, and they look like they're 50. Like, I just think people looked older because of styling and all that
stuff. How about this reality? 40 years ago, when you were 70, you were near death.
Wow. There you go.
Now, when you're 70, you got another 25 years to go.
Look at that.
All right. Oh, let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. Good morning, Ross.
What up?
So, couple of questions, concerns about the Eagles depth chart, and I know there's some flexibility with practice squad and whatnot, but if Juergens goes down, are they bumping up Gates or McMahon at center, or are they going to shift Dickerson over to center?
That's a great question.
Alabama.
Ross, what do you make of that?
Yeah, they're not shifting Dickerson. They're I would imagine that they'll promote Nick Gates, who started at center for the Commanders last year, looked pretty good at both center and guard in the preseason games. Veteran guy, still getting paid $2 million guaranteed from the Commanders, by the way.
That's nice.
I would imagine he is a practice squad call-up and then active for game day. And so I think Fred Johnson will be the next guy to go in at either tackle spot, and I think Fred would do okay. And I think Gates is probably going to be the next guy to go in at center and both guards.
Nick Gates, number 61.
But they just re-signed Jack Driscoll, too, for the guard spots, potentially.
Well, he's on practice squad, but I don't know. I don't know that they're going to put Driscoll, first of all, right away ahead of Steen. But what I do think is interesting is I'm assuming Steen will be active, but is it Steen or Kennard? I'll be curious to see who the eighth guy
they
is.
Do well, feel, Keegan was playing a lot, too, in the preseason.
They do feel light.
Yeah, but
light.
He's only played one spot. They're not going to do that.
They feel light on the backup offensive line, like really light, much more so than past years. Ed, what's your other Eagles question?
It's the defensive backfield, you know, with Blankenship starting, I would have. Is that sort of he kind of a placeholder until DeJean's maybe ready?
I hope so.
Or because
he fills a role. I would expect that they're going to have,
but that could be next
defenses
year.
Defenses with multiple, like with three safeties, where you've got
Don't forget about Sidney Brown. Sidney Brown is a baller. We'll see how Blankenship plays early in the year. They really like him. He's smart. He's tough. He's a good tackler. If he struggles,
he's just slow.
I would think that Sidney Brown would be the next guy to get that opportunity because, to my knowledge, Cooper DeJean has not taken any snaps at safety. That's asking a lot.
And that's what I meant by next year. Like, I don't think DeJean's a safety this year. Ed, give me a great answer, an old person character.
Fred Sanford been said yet?
You know, that is a great answer.
And how old was he?
Well, he's old enough then.
But how old was he perceived
to be?
Probably
like 50 when he did that.
I would say the character is about 66 years old, which, again, based on the standard of 40 years ago, was old. See, I wouldn't call 66 old now, not old, but back then, 66, to me, he qualifies. I like that.
65-year-old widower.
Elizabeth!
Yeah. Red Fox was 49 when the series began.
But he was older than that in the show.
Yeah, as the show progressed. But he was 49 when the show started, and he was portraying a 65-year-old widower.
Now, that answer works for me. Speaking of answers, Ross, and we just referenced like who's going to even dress. So very unusual for a team to not dress in game one of year one, their second and third round picks. But maybe this team doesn't dress them on Friday night. Does DeJean get activated Friday? Does Jalix Hunt get activated Friday?
Good questions. I don't know the answer to either one of those.
Right? Well, I mean, DeJean would not? I mean, I would be really surprised if he plays coming up in 2 days.
I don't know. I'd say really surprised. I thought he was up and down in that last preseason game against the Vikings. He actually played a lot. They really wanted to
I
see.
I thought it was more like down and down.
He was out there so much, and he was good against the run.
They
were asking so much of him. Like,
yeah, he was good against the run, making tackles and stuff.
He's playing linebacker the whole game, like as a nickel linebacker. But let's see how tough you are, bud.
The Hunt thing is interesting because he didn't play in that last preseason game. And a guy like Nolan Smith did. Now, I think Hunt might have tweaked something earlier in that week, so maybe that's why he didn't play. But I was sitting there thinking during the game, so Hunt's not playing, but Nolan Smith is. Oof. I think maybe it's because Hunt had tweaked something. But that is one to watch to me to see the rep – How they hand out the snaps?
Totally,
edge rusher. Hey, I'll tell you this much, guys. Right now,
Jalix Hunt might be ahead of Nolan Smith.
That would be wild.
I don't know that. I do know this. Fangio lit up when he talked about Brandon Graham, And I think Brandon Graham is going to play probably more than he did last year. I think the top three guys are going to be Huff, Sweat, and Brandon Graham. And okay. I think Brandon Graham is going to play. I mean, like he said it, and Fangio told him, you better be ready to go. I mean, they're not. This is not just like a farewell tour for Brandon Graham. They think Good. He can still play.
Well, I'd say especially early, Ross, while the other two younger guys get their you know, sense about the league. I mean, Nolan Smith barely played last year. Hunt hasn't played. So, yeah, Friday night, I'm leaning on Brandon Graham because I'm not leaning on the other guys for sure early. All right, Ross, I also want to get to, we'll do some around the league stuff. Now, this is an around the league that comes right on back to the Eagles. Hassan Reddick is the only remaining player in pro football that is not in camp, whatever would you call it, not with his team.
Holding out.
He is holding out. So he meant it, right? I mean, he just wasn't going to give in. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. What I am saying is he meant it that he wasn't going to play unless he got the deal he wanted. I mean, in hindsight, when you see, John, when that trade got made, if you remember, one of my points that made me so aggravated that I thought the Eagles should have kept him, and I may have been totally wrong. It's happened two or three times before in my life, I'll admit, is like, ah, this dude's not really going to not play. He's not really going to forego $15 million or a million a year
super
or a million a game.
Extra wrong.
So Ross, if he doesn't get the deal he wants, is he going to sit out like the next 10 weeks?
I don't think so, but I will say I this whole situation, I'm flabbergasted by it.
Totally.
First of all, the Jets, are you out of your mind? The guy is from Philadelphia. The Eagles have a really good team. If he was going to play for $15 million this year, he'd be playing for the Eagles. Howie's not dumb. I mean, Howie would not have gotten rid of Reddick if he thought there was a chance Reddick would be fine playing for $15 million. So I have no idea what the Jets are doing. But then conversely, Hassan Reddick, guys, he has already racked up $2 million in unrescindable fines. Well, if you're a veteran player,
they're unrescindable? I've never heard of this.
Yes, this is with the latest CBA, John. If you're on your second contract or later, it's $50,000 per day.
Did he?
Trent Williams, the Niners left tackle, just got a new deal. $2 million in fines. So, like, I have no idea. Look, I don't. Different people might have different opinions on this. There's no chance I would give any NFL team back $50,000 a day. I would show up the first day, and as I'm walking up the steps to my dorm room, my hammy would get tight, okay?
Yeah.
Or I would hurt my back. Like, it's crazy to me.
You malingerer, Ross.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not giving the team money back, because guess what? They sure as heck won't give it back to you.
I see right through your clever ploy, Ross Tucker.
It's amazing.
My back hurts. I'm sorry, I don't feel like I can play.
Prove it doesn't, Team Doc. I'm telling you it hurts. All right.
By the way, let's do an MRI.
Hi, John. It's Merrill. Happy 50th birthday. You were a terrific football player, and now you've become a wonderful broadcaster. I hope you have a great, great birthday.
But good stuff from the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, will be calling that game 2 days from now. It's the Birds and the Packers here on WIP. Today, the 50th birthday for John. Kyle Schwarber with an early birthday gift to him last night. As Schwarber went deep, not once, not twice, but three times. Fransky really nailed it with those calls. T-Mac also. They were both great calls. As the Phils had a pretty thrilling victory last night. Now, a game and a half back of the Dodgers, who also won, but a game and a half up on the Brewers, who lost. All right, 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker with us right now. Will be for about another 10 minutes. Let's also listen to Sirianni. So we played some audio yesterday, and John, we got a little chuckle out of the way Sirianni's trying to, because, you know, look, the guys obviously aren't thrilled to be going to Brazil. That's clear, okay? I mean,
well, at least a couple of the guys who we've heard from.
Yeah, but you know what?
Whoever, like, we've heard from is not.
Exactly. And let's be real. Most fans, I'll speak for myself, but I've talked to others. Like, hey, are you happy? Not that the Eagles are playing a game in Brazil. Are you happy that week one is in Brazil? And I've heard nothing but no's. I'm not happy.
I haven't met a single person who's pleased.
Not right? One. I agree, not one.
Like, I thought the Phillies thing in London was cool. I wouldn't want it on opening day.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. So it's game one. It's week one. It's Friday
night.
But
you do acknowledge that it's better than if this was just like sort of shoved right into the middle of the season.
I get that. Yes.
I don't know though, because you get a bye week. If you could have a bye week after it and you go down there,
players might object. I don't know.
I don't like that the bye week is so early.
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous.
After this being right at the start, like,
yeah.
You could have at least put the bye right at the midpoint juncture. Yeah.
Two home games, I think, before November.
Two home games. Every once in a while you get a weird schedule. This is another one. All right, so here's the deal. Sirianni, yesterday we played some audio. You can tell he's trying to message out to the public, but you can tell it's what he's saying to the guys. Like, rah-rah, guys, this is a good thing. All right. And that's not an easy spot for a coach. I mean, I'll tell you this. If WIP was sending us to Brazil, I wouldn't want to go. I'm being honest with you. Like, the whole thing feels weird. All right. But the team's got to play. They got to be focused and all that. Sirianni yesterday talked. You can tell this is another message point for him. He's really trying to push excitement about all this.
We're in the team meeting today. And, you know, the words that came out of my mouth, hey, and we got to be ready Friday night. And like, wow, what an unbelievable to say, hey, we got a game Friday night. Like, that gives me goosebumps to think about that. Like, Friday night football is what we all first. Those were my favorite players growing up were, because my dad was a coach, were the high school football players that played on Friday night. You know, was John Briggs, was my brother Jay Sirianni, right? Mike Sirianni, Pete Conley. Those were my favorite players growing up. Friday night football, I was able to say that to these guys. And it's like the excitement should be so high on every level.
Oh, he is trying.
So not believable.
It does not work, man. Seriously. These are professional men. They don't care about like revisiting the high school glory days right now.
Like that
real.
He got his brother's names in there. That was fun.
Didn't we just have Ross Tucker and John Ritchie wax poetic about watching high school football on television? How cool that was.
Yeah,
am I wrong?
The problem is you're trying to lead a team of professional men, and they are going to roll their eyes when you go back.
So let me ask you a question, John.
Romanticize your brother's high school escapades.
Yeah, that's been annoying.
It doesn't work.
That's been annoying for 4 years. John, tell me if this is the right message. Because this is the kind of thing maybe Buddy Ryan would have said to the guys. Hey, guys, it stinks, but we got to go down there and kick ass.
Yeah, you know what? It stinks, so let's go shove it back in their faces. Let's band together and show them how much we out-tough them, how much we can turn this into a positive. Yeah, it stinks, but we're going to go kick your butt because it stinks.
Ross, what would you want a coach to say to you? Let's just say you didn't want to go to Brazil. What would you want the coach to say?
I think I would just want them to say, listen, this is not ideal. We'd rather be playing at home. It kind of sucks. Let's make the most of it because it'll really suck if we go down there and lose.
That's
true. Think about how bad a 9-hour flight is after you lose, after we've been waiting for this game for 9 months.
That's true,
so
man.
So let's make sure we have a good flight back and the Packers have a terrible flight back.
I like
That's
that.
That's what I'd be saying.
I like it a lot. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the game, I want to get to something here. I found this real interesting. The stakes of the game is presented yesterday by Jeff Darlington on ESPN. Let's play this audio. So I hadn't thought of it in these terms until Darlington said it. He may be completely right. It was a really interesting thing he presented yesterday on national TV about the stakes of this game, particularly from the Eagles standpoint. Here's what Darlington said.
This team went through an epic collapse last year. We can talk about the Chiefs and the Ravens and how much that game means to the rest of the season. Forget it. Both those teams are going to be alive and well at the end of the regular season. This is the game, to Marcus's point, where you are setting momentum in place. You are changing the dynamic and the narrative about the rest of the season. To me, this is the most important game of the NFL season for week one.
How about that? I mean, it is a juicy game. There's no question. All right, 215-592-9494. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, happy birthday, John.
Thank you, Jeff.
Had mine 2 days ago, so we share an early September birthday. So 2 years younger than you. So
good work.
Younger. And, Joe, I'll quickly fix my location. I'm actually calling from my emergency room in Penn Presbyterian Medical Center.
You okay?
So,
Crohn's is kicking my rear end really bad. So
sorry to hear
that. I'm down again. So you know, you have digestive issues. Take care of them early before it gets way out of hand. But these guys down at Penn are angels. I love everybody down here.
Good.
They're so great.
Good.
And I got nothing going on. So two quick questions, and I want to answer a question that you posed a couple weeks ago because I don't have a guess. I was listening to the game, the home run. I think I woke up some patients in the ER last night from one night. I was cheering from it, which was great.
Awesome.
What about Bryce's? I heard Francie say Bryce was wincing after a swing and he just dropped the bat. I mean, have they said anything about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, first off, there was a report from Zalecki a couple days ago that
I've been in the hospital for a couple days.
He's dealing with potential like wrist
or elbow
and he went back to wearing the brace that he was using last year the neoprene brace thing added support.
And Jeff, I'd say we kind of sensed it about a week ago.
Yeah, suspected that there was an issue.
But I think
it
was over the weekend you got the first report that said, like, yeah, something's going on there.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear that because I've been feeling pretty crappy the last couple days.
You got Alec Bohm, who's got a hand issue, so he's missed 4 days with that. And now, you know, with Bryce, he's also got something similar with the hand or wrist. You know, it's a tough time. How many games? 24 games left in the regular season.
Yep.
You got a small amount of time for these guys to try to get right.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to try to put you in a better mood here, try to brighten your day as you're in the hospital. I want you to listen to Scott Fransky, Kyle Schwarber last night.
Swung on, blasted, deep right field. It's so long gone. And the Phillies lead it on a 3-run homer by Kyle Schwarber, his third home run of the night. What a night for Schwarber and the Phillies, who now lead it 10-8 here in the ninth inning.
That was one of the more cool moments of the season. It wasn't the biggest win of the year, but that was pretty cool, man.
The nurse came in asking, what happened? And I'm like, Schwarber just hit a 3-run homer and put him in the lead at the top of the ninth. So it was pretty fun.
It just felt so like vindicating that it took the entire game for them to dig out of that hole, but there was and the hole actually got bigger than what initially was thought because of freaking Taiwan again.
I know, it kept going.
But they knew that they had to give a little extra. They knew that they would dig in, and it worked.
All right, Jeff, give me a great answer here for the best old person character on this John's 50th birthday. He's not old yet, but he's moving in that direction.
I don't have one, but I wanted to answer a question for you because you asked about one Don Pollock a couple weeks ago.
Don Pollock, Channel 6. He was a legend. Is he still alive? What's he doing? What's going on?
He's alive. He had a kidney transplant, a year ago. But I met him when I was like 12 years old because my dad was on one of his segments because my dad built a backwards car when I was really...
Of course he did.
That's so Don Pollock.
Doesn't everyone?
Don Pollock's world.
I love that segment.
I did too.
Let me tell you real quick. He pulls into our driveway. I was out shooting hoops in a Jeep Cherokee. I'm like, who is this? Who's coming in? Winds his window down. He's like, I'm Don Pollock. I'm here to see such and such. And I'm like, oh my God, he's here.
That's so good.
We were expecting him, and he did a segment, and everything he does is on the fly. There's no script.
Was his car backwards?
Yeah, my dad took two Subarus, cut them at the top of the windshield, and welded them back to back. He puts them in parades in the Orland.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Parade and the Doylestown Parade so you can spin around and go down sideways and stuff. Because my dad's a mechanic. He's 85. He's got more energy than I do. But Don Pollock is such a genuine human being.
That's
He's
great.
So cool.
That's very
so cool.
Well, I think we were all big fans of him. All right, Jeff, take care of yourself. I'm glad you're in good hands with the doctors and nurses, and call us and let us know how you're doing in the coming weeks.
I'll call you again, buddy. Thanks, everybody.
All right, there he is. All right, Jeff, appreciate that call. Ross, let's get to the national scene from football. Now, maybe the Eagles tie into this, or maybe not. In your opinion, what is the most intriguing storyline for the NFL this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably the Chiefs going for 3 in a row. I mean, nobody's ever done it.
Yep.
And it certainly seems like they have a chance to do it because, interestingly, it just feels to me like the NFC is actually a lot stronger than the AFC. I mean, I was telling you guys I just did the power rankings, and I'm pulling them up as I'm talking to you. So I had Chiefs 1, okay? But then after that, I had Niners, Lions, Eagles, Packers. So out of the top 5 teams in the NFL, I think 4 of them are in the NFC.
Wow.
The Ravens lost 3 starting linemen and they're beat up. The Bills lost a bunch of people. I mean, it feels like an easier path, if anything, for the Chiefs to get back to the Super Bowl yet again.
Well, also, I just want to say, until Lamar wins a playoff game, I know he won one, until he really does something in the postseason, enough. I mean, he's a great player, but all the 12s and 5s, 13 and 4s.
They were a lot better with Todd Monken being the offensive coordinator last year.
But listen, I'm with Joe, okay? This is why I always say, you know, people say quarterback win, you know, wins isn't a quarterback stat. You know, there are some guys that have a strong tendency to play their best when it matters the most, and there are other guys that don't.
Joel Embiid and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, look at Mahomes and Lamar Jackson the last 5 years in the regular season, and then look at them in the playoffs. When the playoffs come around, Mahomes is at his absolute best, and Lamar Jackson isn't, and that's just a fact.
I agree. Ross, the Cowboys thing. So I got to imagine the heat is so hot on Mike McCarthy. I mean, Belichick's just waiting in the wings. What do you think this season looks like for the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, it's hard to argue that they are better in any way. It's almost as if they didn't even make an attempt to get better. You let Tyron Smith, your left tackle, go. You replace him with a rookie that's only started like 10 games in college. They let Biadasz, their center, go. You let Tony Pollard, your running back, go, and you replace him with Zeke Elliott?
Ridiculous.
Like Zeke Elliott again? I mean, if I were a Cowboys fan, I would be furious. They have arguably top 5 players at the 3 arguably most important positions in the sport, right? At least in how these guys are getting paid now. If you look at who gets paid, it's quarterbacks, wide receivers, edge rushers. They have maybe the best defensive player in football. They have CeeDee Lamb. They have Dak. And yet they're choosing to not really put a team around them, in my opinion, that gives the Cowboys a like the Cowboys are 12th in my power rankings. They don't have a realistic chance, in my mind, to beat, you know, in the playoffs, teams like the Niners, Lions, Eagles, and Packers.
Wow.
You talk about the, you know, the potential greatness of defensive player of the year type Micah Parsons, but we've got a guy who could be in that discussion in Jalen Carter, and we really haven't talked about that much. You know, his greatness was sort of the beginning of last season, and so we kind of haven't seen it for a while during the regular season, during the, you know, the postseason. He trailed off. How great can he be? What's the realistic expectation for a guy who plays mostly on the inside at D tackle? Sometimes he'll move outside and be an edge guy, but how productive can he be in terms of getting quarterbacks on the ground this year, Ross?
Well, he's the second most important player on the football team after Jalen Hurts. He's easily their most talented player on defense. He's their best player on defense. Maybe it's asking a lot of a second-year guy. I'd have a tough time envisioning the Eagles going to the Super Bowl or, frankly, even making a long playoff run unless he's a dominant player. He needs to be for certainly Pro Bowler, But he really needs to be an all-pro, maybe the first team, second team, all-pro caliber player. He's that good.
What's your degree of confidence that he will be that player?
I feel pretty good about it, actually.
So do I.
I think he hit the wall last year. I think he, obviously they've talked a lot about his conditioning, but I don't know about you, John. I hit a heck of a rookie wall, and I wasn't even playing. You know, these guys playing that many snaps.
So how does that work, Ross?
I'll tell you how it works. In the Ivy League, we play 10 games a year. In the NFL, you know, it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and, you know, we played four preseason games. By, like, the halfway through the season, that was a whole college season for me. And we still had the whole thing to do over again. I was so messed up. I would get home from practice. I would sleep for like 3 hours. I would get up. I went from 308 to 288. I lost 20 pounds during my rookie season because my eating and sleeping, I was all off.
Well, and that was from practicing, not playing.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. And I'll say this, back to Jalen Carter. Until he tailed off dramatically last year, first half of the year or so. And James, you remember I said this. I really thought what I was seeing, what we were seeing with him as a rookie, was there with the great rookie seasons I felt I had ever seen in Philadelphia sports that I'd seen. I mean, I'm talking Lindros. I'm talking Ryan Howard. Like the real, like some dudes that just burst immediately and you knew it was the real deal. Like Jalen Carter was that for half the year. All right, let's go to the phones. Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. Babysitting day. Well, I got my granddaughter, wife, and then I hear the radio. This is good. Big win last night.
Big win.
Happy birthday.
Thanks,
best
Chuck.
Best to Jeff, man. Prayers to Jeff, boy. Good spirit there, man. Good spirit. But happy birthday. Beautiful day for your birthday there, John. Enjoy.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous out there.
Yeah, really nice day. So one
and
of
it
things,
felt cold. It actually felt chilly
perfect
as I was walking out this morning, like in the 40s.
Yeah, it feels appropriate for football. It's just unbelievable how just weather seems to change on a dime, and you're ready for football mindset-wise.
It's glorious.
Really cool. Yeah, I love the changing of the season. It's great.
Totally.
So, the bullpen last night does a great job. I mean, Phillips is the answer to why Walker pitched a week ago.
That's right. That's a great point.
Yeah, I called it a Kenny special last night. He knows. He's laughing. We're making fun about the whole
thing.
Look,
Chuck, here's the bottom line with that situation. They don't have a fifth starter.
Yeah, they don't.
And I'll tell you this. If they lose, and I'm going to give you double F, okay? If they lose a bye because of the fifth starter, and if they lose in the first round in a best of three, because they're in that round because they didn't have a fifth starter, people are going to be really ticked at Dombrowski. Because, he could have done something about this at the trade deadline. Now, I will admit, at that time, I didn't see it as that big of a need. So I'm not going to go back and say he was wrong and I was right. I wasn't talking up the pitching thing. But looking back on it, he might have missed it like I missed it.
Yeah,
because they don't have a fifth starter.
Yeah, okay, so he definitely doesn't miss it. He's way better than that. But the complex part of the equation is the talent pool at that level and what you need to give up for.
I know.
So if you have to dip two for one on talent and you get a marginal fit that's just slightly better because they're all 5 ERAs out there, what are you really doing to help?
I know, but Chuck, here's what it is. Here's what it is for about the last 2 months, barring a miraculous comeback last night. It's basically been an automatic loss. Like fifth starter pitches, they just lose. Other than last night, they scored 10 runs, which was great. All right, Chuck, give me an answer. Best old person character in a show or a movie?
Yeah, this is interesting. This person played old from the onset and wasn't old. She was 58. But I hate to say it, but she looked older. Then when she stopped, she was 68 and still looked the same. Aunt B from Mayberry.
Okay, Aunt B.
That's
going back. Aunt B was something. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived. Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, should the Eagles, in your opinion, should they run Jalen a lot like they did early in his career, meaning, you know, fairly often. A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines as well. All right. Speaking of weighing in, Ross, we're getting each guest this week to give us their prediction for the season. 17 games. How many regular season wins does Ross Tucker have for the 2024 Birds?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I'd be disappointed if they didn't win the division. I think they win between 11 to 13 games, so I'll put it right in the middle at 12-5. That seems like the right number to me. I think they're going to have a really good season. I'm excited about it. You know, once they get there, then we'll see how they do in the playoffs. But I can't emphasize enough the upgrade that I feel like they have in coordinators from what they were using at the end of last year and the impact I think that that has starting Friday night.
Good deal. Ross, we look forward to doing this whole season with you again. Ross will be with us every Wednesday, 7:40 to 8:40. Ross, wonderful work, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Happy birthday again, John. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Ross.
Awesome stuff. Hey, coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. Jaws, yesterday, this issue of Jalen and how much to run him. Would Ron Jaworski, of course, play for the Eagles for 10 years, starting quarterback for 10 years, what Jaws said about rushing Jalen or not, we'll get to that in 1 minute's time.
Listen, if your current point of sale is shaping up to be a bust, throw it on the waiver wire and make the switch to PDQ POS. It's like the MVP of point of sale solutions. Easy to use with the best support in the industry, and it doesn't take a bite out of your sales with costly fees. It's the choice of restaurants, bars, and all concept food service businesses across the country. With real-time analytics provided by PDQ POS, you can access insights to elevate your team and your play calling. PDQ POS has been the top rated. It's been rated the number one PDQ. It's been the number one rated by point of sale by restaurant owners for more than 35 years. So what are you waiting for? If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino businesses, it's time to go all in with PDQ POS, whether you have one location or hundreds of them. PDQ POS has a solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
All right, speaking of going all in, as John just referenced there, to go all in or not with Jalen as a runner. I mean, man, when he's healthy and as long as he's still got it, like, incredible, right? But it's risky for all the obvious reasons, injuries and all that. Jaws, on our program yesterday, we talked to Jaws about what the strategy should be. Here's what he said. To run Jalen a lot or not. They did a lot in 22. They dialed it back last year. What would be your strategy with his rushing?
I've always been a believer from a quarterback perspective. You run when you have to. I do not like quarterback designed run plays unless you have to. You got a big third one. You got to do the touch push. Some plays like that, you know, design plays in the red zone, design plays in the goal area. I'm okay with that. But I think when you start, you know, I'm not a big RPO guy. I do not want my quarterback to get hit. You know, linemen can play. They can play with a bruised shoulder. Quarterbacks can't. Linemen can play with a broken finger. Quarterbacks can't. Why put your quarterback in harm's way unnecessarily?
All right. I knew Jaws would say that because I've heard him say it for a while. Or at least I thought he would say that. Let me put it that way. You know, he made an interesting point. He says he's not a big RPO guy. You know, basically what he's getting at is if you run the RPO offense, if you don't have the quarterback keep it from time to time and run, then that's not good. And that's kind of what happened at the end of last year.
He says, why have your quarterback keep it unnecessarily? You're not. You're having your quarterback keep it necessarily to set up the rest of your plays with the RPO.
Okay, now you're right within that concept, I agree, but there's another flip side here. I've got A.J. Brown, I've got Devontae Smith, I've got Dallas Goedert, I've got Saquon Barkley, and Jalen Hurts can pass the ball. Let's just go play regular football and try to have Jalen Hurts do what Tom Brady did, which is get hit like three times a game instead of get hit like 11 times a game. I mean, there is a strategy there. James, what would you do with Jalen this year?
So I definitely would run him more than Jaws implies. I like the way Ross said it, like kind of run when he has to. Like Mahomes, right? Like Mahomes doesn't run all the time, but when he has to, he's going to get that 10 yards. He's going to get that 15 yards. He's going to get the first down. Like I want Jalen to be free to do that type of stuff. And even some design runs.
Mahomes doesn't have the design.
A little more than Mahomes, a little bit. But I don't want it to be like an RPO run all the time type offense where he's taking hits every play. But running is part of what makes him good. He has to do it.
Rhea, where do you stand?
He is at his best when he's a dual threat quarterback.
Yes.
There's just no doubt about it. Now, I want the threat there because I really want to take advantage of Saquon Barkley. So, I mean, clearly I want him to get – it just opens everything up. I mean, it really does. He just – he has to do it, but we got to see that he's got that. If he can't turn the corner anymore, that's a problem.
So you worry about that like I do.
Yeah.
Right? John did not think that was a thing. John thought that was related to just injury.
No.
You and I think that could be some wear and tear over the years.
Yeah, wear and tear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And John, he's taking a lot of hits, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, do
and
you?
He's not disabled from the hits. He's
no, we're not
able
saying
to get
disabled.
Out there and still run.
I mean, you saw Ezekiel Elliott.
He was
around
hurt
that same...
last year wearing a giant brace.
Yep.
That slows you down.
But you do acknowledge Cam Newton
slow.
Was done 10 plus years before other quarterbacks
because
he took a million hits.
Okay, and he was also, what, 32 when that happened?
But he was like declining
Jalen's
like 30.
25?
He's 26 or 27 now, James. What do we got with Jalen Hurts?
26.
I think he's 26, right?
I think he's turning 26, maybe just turned. I think his birthday was in August or something. I think he just turned 26.
But let me
just
say, all right.
But John, he played a ton of college football.
Yes.
In offenses
everyone else out there have played a ton of college football, too.
Do you know how many?
You got to stop
John,
with this.
Okay.
He's not made out of porcelain.
Here's my point.
He is a tough human being.
I dare you to look up.
You need to just get over it.
It's your birthday, so don't want to get too mad at you. I dare you to, and this goes for anyone listening. I'm not going to do it. It's too much work. Someone do research on how many times was Peyton Manning tackled to the ground in college football, Tom Brady tackled to the ground in college football, and Jalen Hurts tackled to the ground in college football.
Who says that stats you can't compare from era to
John,
era?
Tackles
why are you saying
are
you
tackles.
Can compare quarterbacks from era to
because
era?
Because hits add up.
It's completely different.
Hits add up.
You're right. And this is a different offense. The way that we run effectively is you have to sacrifice a little bit. Fortunately, we have a quarterback who's tougher than the other ones. That sacrifice is not as scary.
Look.
When it's Jalen Hurts who is built a lot more, you know, put together like a running back, appropriately like sturdy.
Yes, so he takes the hits on.
Stand.
He takes the hits.
Yes,
and that's a problem.
A good thing that he's able to do that.
All right,
and
let's get.
We're not going
to
rely on that, but it is part of the way we play football.
Well, it really is a fascinating conundrum for the Eagles to figure out. You know, what do you do here? 215-592-9494. I would run him a lot, but I know there's big risk with it. Gary in New Jersey. Gary, good morning.
Morning. Welcome to the club. Happy birthday, Mr. Ritchie.
Thanks, Gary. You're
and now
old.
We can all join AARP. I did not know that.
I had no idea. Is it really 50 or is it 55 for AARP?
50.
All right.
I thought it was 65.
I don't think it's like a government thing. No, I think it's a. Yeah. You know, just
is it just
people.
A magazine? Like, what is
no,
it?
You get,
what
like,
is
I just
it?
Googled it. 50 years old. You must be at least 50 years old for AARP membership.
Are they a private company?
I don't know. It's an association, I believe.
All right,
but you do pay for like
retired.
Like
people.
I know somebody who you know when they qualified for it, like got dental stuff out of it.
Oh, there you go.
So I mean, you know.
All right. So you're on your way to Medicare or Medicaid, John.
Kind of.
You're just not there yet.
If you get back into that dating scene, I don't think whip it out at the first date. Maybe ease the AARP card out.
Hey, check this out.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phillies?
I just think they're locked in right now, man. I think they had their little summer vacation, and now it looks like they're just locked in and coming back.
Well, you know, the really good news, Gary, about last night was that the bad start, as long as they have the right playoff positioning at the end of the regular season, the fifth starter is not going to matter in the postseason.
Right.
As long as one of the four starting pitchers don't get hurt. Because I will say, last night that thought did go through my mind. God forbid Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, or Sanchez get hurt. I mean, there's no one to go to. Person doesn't exist.
I was thinking about you when Castellanos was having a heated discussion with the umpire.
Yep.
And I think that's my argument for the robo-ump. Back when umpires, like when we started watching baseball, they had a strike zone. You knew the strike zone. Now they're just calling wherever they feel like calling a strike.
Well, look, umpires have always tried their best. They don't try to call it to the box because the umpire can't see the box.
Right.
I don't know that umpires have gotten worse. Maybe they have. I think our sense of them getting worse has risen because we see the box, which, yep. by the way, I mean, let's be real, is faulty. I mean, do you ever see the box get taller when Alec Bohm bats instead of... I don't.
It does.
I don't think you're right.
It really
does.
Yeah,
but the reader's on.
Yeah, maybe you can't see with
James.
Your,
does it get tall? Does
vision.
The box get taller when Bohm bats instead of?
I never. I think it does. Else. I mean, I think it does because it looks proportionately. I've never
if
paid.
You're right,
I don't know it. I don't
does.
Notice it.
All right,
but
let's try to look
it's
tonight.
To.
We'll look tonight.
Aaron Judge?
I'm telling you, it does. Like, why don't you trust?
Because you just told me it doesn't matter if Jalen Hurts takes a million hits. So I'm a little faulty in your trusting.
And you know I played football.
I know. Right? I think it affected your
and
head.
And you know I was out there doing
How about
these
that,
things.
Yeah,
this birthday, Joe.
You don't seem to value that in any way.
I value that a ton.
I understand the way it feels to be hit.
Right.
And the way that Jalen will stand up to what they're asking him to do.
I can't go down this road. So this is when I got to pull out that he was out of the NFL in 7 years, and we go down that whole thing, and we spiral.
So I should understand it even better than most,
you
right?
should,
including
should.
You. You should. Don't. You haven't felt it. I'm telling you.
Man, I play. I play great school football.
He's gonna be great.
All right, Gary, give me an answer here for an old person character.
Can I say something real quick about this Friday game? Because sure. It irritates me so much. Because I'm going to be at my son's football game. Do you realize, as a result of this, if they keep the 17 game schedule, we lose two home games because next year will be our 8 home game year.
Well, not really. You wouldn't have it anyway. So the NFC gets the 8. Each year they flip. This year the NFC has 9 home games. Next year they have 8. So you don't really lose 2.
You wouldn't
have the 8 anyway. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Gary.
We lose it this year and then we lose it next year.
Well, you don't lose it next year.
You never have it to begin with.
You don't have it.
It always goes every other year. Like, you're never going to have it that year.
Yeah, no. All right, Gary, old person character. What do you got?
I missed the beginning of the show. Did anybody say Yoda?
Yes. Give me someone else.
Scrooge?
Oh, wow. Wow. That could win. I mean, again, I said earlier, it doesn't have to be someone you love per se, but I mean, is Scrooge a great character? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Charles Dickens, Scrooge.
Oh, that's a great character.
That's a big time answer.
Everyone hates Scrooge.
Everybody knows
but
Scrooge.
But he does provide a lesson. I mean, this is a timeless lesson.
That's a big one, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.